This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
A few thoughts now on President-elect Trump's top priority, jobs, jobs, and more jobs. The president-elect, once again showing the power of the bully pulpit, or if you prefer, Twitter, a powerful president-elect hitting car makers for moving production south of the border and doing something about it. Mexico has trade agreements with more than 40 countries, which account for about half of all vehicle sales in the world. And now we're seeing an about-face from some of those car makers. Toyota planning to invest $10 billion in this country over the next 5 years in its new Texas headquarters and improvements to some of its 10 plants. And Fiat Chrysler will invest $1 billion to modernize its plants in Michigan and Ohio, creating some 2,000 jobs. And just last week, Ford canceling plans for a factory in Mexico, instead choosing to invest millions in a Michigan factory and hire 700 American workers. Carmakers not the only companies rushing to invest in American workers. Technology and telecommunications following Trump's lead as well. We've already seen moves from Sprint and OneWeb in the days since Trump was elected. The president-elect also discussing job creation today with the CEO of luxury giant LVMH and Alibaba's Jack Ma, the same Jack Ma who, after the election, warned of a, quote, disaster if Trump doesn't work with China. Quite an about-face here. Trump has already shown he's serious and he's effective in his efforts to bring jobs back to America. And the wave of job creation and investment that he's unleashed will only grow under his leadership as president. The real question now is, how long will it take the Democrats on Capitol Hill to figure out how foolish they look and sound trying to stop the Trump movement and its accomplishments? And how long will it take for them to understand President Trump means to make America great again? Now the quotation of the evening, and this one from Ronald Reagan, who said, "You can't be for big government, big taxes, and big bureaucracy, and still be for the little guy." The Democrats are understanding how true that is.
Well, I'll tell you, if the Democrats might be understanding, it's the rest of America that needs to understand that it's not compatible to be for big government, big taxes, big bureaucracy, and somehow still be for the little guy. Because at whose expense? When you go back, you know, we were having this conversation here just yesterday, again, recounting on how the whole income tax system came into play. It was targeted initially at the wealthy. You know, government said, hey, look, we're going to tax those rich guys. And the 99% said, yeah, go get them, go get them. Well, little did they know what they were doing was opening up the door for the roles to be reversed. And look what happened in short order. It was the wealthy that got, you know, they did pay that 1 year. But then after that, they had their band of attorneys and everything else that they could work on to really take a look at everything to see how they could get around it and pay as little as possible, because they've got the wealth and the attorneys and the wherewithal to do that. And guess who got handed the bill? So then it got handed to the 99, and it's been that way ever since. So here we are faced with reality. But we need to be aware, and this is where America needs to smarten up, and this is what's so dangerous, like what we were talking about yesterday, about these millennials that have been indoctrinated, you know, as Trevor Loudon was talking about this morning. You know, they've been indoctrinated and disoriented on what makes the world go round. They sit there with these, academic lounge theoreticians, that sit there in the teacher's lounge and come up with all these ideas and theories, and you go, and nobody asks the question, like, where has that ever worked? You know, if anything, it's been an absolute disaster. And if you think not, I mean, you had the poster child of all these theories for the last 8 years, and look what it did to America. Look what it did to the Democratic Party. at some point, we've got to add the right numbers to get to the right solution. And I think we're moving in the right direction right now, but it's going to take time. It didn't happen to us overnight, and it's not going to change overnight either.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride as the conversation continues. And we've got a real treat for you. We're going to go live to Detroit where they are having what amounts to the Super Bowl of auto shows. And we've got national auto expert Mike Hadil with us. Mike, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
Man, that was the kindest open I've ever heard on radio. That was fantastic. Thanks,
hey,
Bill.
I mean, you're the expert. I mean, I've heard your voice many times. I was a Southern California boy, so I heard you on LA radio for many years, and it's good to have your expertise here on our national show as we go coast to coast. So, you know, what's your insight on, you know, the 2017 Detroit Auto Show? I mean, how much fun is this?
Sure. Well, I'm like a kid at a candy store, right?
I bet.
You know, I get a chance to see all these beautiful vehicles. It's like jewelry. All these cars are super shiny. They're all new. You know, the buzz in the industry is obviously autonomy, but, you know, I like to sprinkle a little performance in as well as I get a chance to walk through the show floor. You know, Ford obviously made news a few years back with its GT that was surprisingly announced here at the auto show, but, you know, kind of looking at it this year, they've got their Le Mans winner that is being showcased on this front turntable in front of me. And the production version, you know, it's a $400,000 supercar. They're only going to limit it to 500 being sold. And you have to be on a special invite list from Ford Motor Company to even be considered for it. But, you know, it's really about those.
So they're not going to let any of us, you know, simple people go down there and test drive it or anything?
It's got a sticker price of $400,000, so... I think you have to be in a certain specific financial category to be considered for that vehicle.
Yeah, to even test drive, right?
that's right, to even test drive. But, you know, kind of bringing it more back down to reality, you know, there's some great vehicles that were showcased here. You know, Toyota showcased all the 2018 Camry and their Camry Hybrid. And it's a new global architecture for Toyota. It's redesigned. It's getting a new powertrain. And it's packed with the safety technology features that you expect in a vehicle, like adaptive cruise control and front crash avoidance. You just can't go wrong with a vehicle like that. Not to mention, it's not only America's best-selling car over the last 15 years, but it happens to have more American parts on it and be made more in America than any other brand in the marketplace. So, you know, you can't go wrong with the Camry. Nissan showcasing its all-new V-Motion concept vehicle here at the show. Super aggressive look for this vehicle. Big, bold tires. And it really showcases kind of a new design theme for Nissan. It's forward-thinking and futuristic of what their vehicles may look like. Subaru showcasing its new WRX. Now, me, like you, being a Southern California boy, and, you know, being in the San Diego area now, it's pushing a good 60 degrees outside today. It was -5 on Saturday. It's snowing today, and I think the best vehicle you'd want out there on the streets in the Detroit area today is a Subaru WRX because it comes in all-wheel drive and in a rear-wheel drive option. new front exterior, but it's all about what's under the skin of that vehicle that makes it a standout. Big, aggressive Brembo brakes, Recaro seats. There's also, and I'll kind of segue a minute away from cars. I learned about this company yesterday. It's called the Urb E, and that stands for Urban Electric, and it's a small mobility, kind of a portable device, and it's like a bicycle, but it's electric. So
really?
Kind of half scooter, half bicycle, 16 mm-hmm. miles per hour, and it's one of those things you can kind of fold up, put it in the back of your car if you're taking Uber or Lyft. You can just kind of stow it away and go. Really affordable, though. $899, shift gear door, and you've got about 20 miles of charge on their high-performance version. A lot of different vehicles here, Bill. You know, one that really surprised me the most, and I learned about it actually, it's CES, and it's actually here at the auto show as well, and it's called the Chrysler Portal.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest challenge facing the auto industry right now is getting millennials behind the wheel of a vehicle. And this was designed by millennials for millennials, and they call it kind of a modular interior.
Mm-hmm.
And the seats are based on kind of a pedestal system, which means you can buy it with one vehicle, but as your family grows, you can add more seats to the vehicle as you grow.
Oh,
not
really?
To mention
wow.
the center console. You can simply untop it from the pedestal and move it to the rear of the vehicle. Just really cool technology in an effort for Chrysler to try and work towards getting more millennials behind the wheel. I'll close it out with this one for you. It's the BMW X2 Concept. I think this is kind of an interesting product for BMW to showcase here. It first debuted in Paris. We're getting a chance to see it in person. And what I really like about it is the design. They removed the B pillar of this vehicle, which is the pillar that's right behind the passenger and driver's seat and kind of between the front and rear of the vehicle. And they removed that pillar and just integrated a window all the way down the side, giving it a very stylish and seamless look. The front is very aggressive. Nice stance for this BMW. And I would definitely expect to see this concept vehicle come more to fruition as a production vehicle in the very near future.
Well, with all the opportunity that's there, I'm like you say, being a kid in a candy store, where's the big buzz? Who's got the big buzz there?
I would say it probably goes to Ford at this show. There's two companies. I'd say Ford and Kia. Mm-hmm. Ford showcased its all-new F-150. It's a 28 model edition. And it's all about redesigning the new front and rear of the F-150. But what I like the most about it is the technology that they're now packing inside the Ford F-150. It's the first in the segment of trucks in that category to come with a 10-speed transmission. They've got this cool toggle switch on the inside when you want to back up and connect to a trailer. Take your hands off the steering wheel, and this little toggle switch will connect you to the vehicle. The other car company that really surprised me was with Kia, with their all-new 2018 Kia Stinger, known as kind of the millennial company, the affordable vehicle company, the company with the hamster commercials.
Right.
They showcased the 365-horsepower four-door sports car. I want to emphasize sedan. And they're aiming at 167 miles an hour with a 0 to 60 of roughly 5 seconds. I mean, I think that from the standpoint of a Kia product in the market is pretty cool.
Well, Mike, with these new cars and everything and all this new technology, as you say, this is all being brought into the interior, you know, throughout the different manufacturers. What do you think people are going to be most excited about?
I think people are going to be most excited about, I think they're going to definitely be most excited about that Ford F-150. You know, autonomy is making its way into all of these vehicles. That's one of the questions I get asked a lot. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to budget, right? So
right.
You look at the Ford Echo Sport, you look at the Nissan Rogue Sport. These are affordable vehicles that are hitting the marketplace that consumers can buy now.
Mm-hmm. What kind of price range are we looking at now? Is it, you know, still pretty much the standard 20K entry level on up from there? I mean, up to
14,000 for very elementary vehicles are what you can see, you know, from the standpoint of entry-level prices.
And those entry levels, I mean, all the stuff that we, you know, begged for years ago, like Bluetooth and some of this technology, I mean, it's all academic. It's right there in the glove compartment anymore, isn't it?
Everything is based on your phone. I mean, it's based on technology, based on your technology. So it's all you know, your fingertips now. A lot of, I was asked a question yesterday, what would be something we'd remove out of the vehicle? It'd probably end up moving navigation out of the vehicle because you got it on your phone.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I could see that happening as well. Well, good stuff here, Mike. I appreciate you calling us and coming on and giving us an update on, there in Detroit. You're on the floor of the, which is the Super Bowl, as you say, of
right.
auto shows. Boy, what a great opportunity for you to be there
it
and
is.
Enjoy all the good stuff. So
awesome.
we look forward to seeing the new cars. Thank you so much for being with us, Mike. Take care. Have a great day. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
even when the politics were starting.
But did you succeed on your own terms? Back in the campaign, you talked about Ronald Reagan changing the trajectory of the country, setting on a fundamentally different path. Do you think you did that?
I think I did, in the sense that there's a whole generation coming up behind us that was engaged, inspired, worked for change during the course of my presidency, saw what was possible, and that generation, it's coming. They're not the majority yet, but they're going to be the majority soon. When you look at how they value diversity, how they believe in science, how they care about the environment, how they believe in not discriminating against people for sexual orientation, and you know, their belief that we have to work with other countries to create a more peaceful world and to alleviate poverty. That's the majority of an entire generation that's coming up behind us.
They didn't come out to vote.
Well, you know, they came out to vote for me. And they came out to vote where that spirit was touched. The next phase, and this is part of what I'm interested in doing after I got out of the presidency, is to make sure that I'm working with that next generation so that they understand you can't just rely on inspiration. There's a little perspiration involved in bringing about change, too, that you have to be organized, that you have to vote even when it's not exciting.
Well, you know, the challenge here, I guess, for the soon-to-be former president is... is he going to be just as spirited now that he's already gone to the mountain and to carry on this next generation? He's right. I mean, there is a generation behind, and all you have to do is, Scott, is go to the college campuses across this country and listen to how these kids have been indoctrinated. I feel for these parents who have paid an ungodly amount of money, you know, to send their kids to college just so that they can get reprogrammed and deprogrammed from whatever they learned at home, and now reprogrammed into this new political thought.
Well, you know, priorities tend to change. You know, right now they're in college and they're only worried about, you know, how things affect them.
Yeah.
You tend to change your point of view when you have a family, or you have a job, or
when reality really hits you,
or you get that first paycheck and you see how much they take out.
Right.
You know, I remember one time I thought I had a great raise. I got $2 extra, you know, an hour, and I was super happy and I was super pumped. I got my first paycheck and I only made $70 more. Why? Because I hit that next tax bracket.
Exactly.
And they took a little bit more from me, and that was the first time where it was really like, whoa, hey, hold on here.
Right. For all your hard work that you thought you earned, and the government says, hey, don't forget about me, bucko. And you know, this is what's happening, and these kids are understanding. I mean, you know, here they are, they're paying into Social Security, Scott, that they're not going to realize. I've been saying this forever. I am waiting for some band of attorneys on a pro bono basis to pick up the cause for these millennials to say, wait a minute, you cannot continue to take Social Security in the name of Social Security, a payment out of their paychecks, when you know darn well that you're not going to have the ability to pay them.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out, because obviously there are, I mean, Obama's right, there are more of them than, you know, there are more of them.
Right.
But at the same time, you got to have there has to be a payout.
Well, you're only hoping reality will hit them, because, you know, like he says, well, you know, they voted for me, they came out for me. Well, you were able to convince people over two president cycles to vote for you. But the third time was not the charm, because it couldn't carry over, because they could do the math. They saw what was going on, whether we're talking about unemployment numbers, we're talking about how many more people are on food stamps, how many people unemployed under this president's watch.
Well, and that's the thing, and I think that's a very important part of what he said there. He goes, well, I got him to vote for me.
Right.
But he throughout the 8 years, he was never able to get that base to vote for his party.
Yeah, so, I mean, he lost over 1,000 seats.
Well, yeah, so he was, I mean, so while they're voting for him, they are voting for him. They aren't voting for, they weren't voting for party ideas or anything like that. They were voting for him. Mm-hmm. And it's evident that, you know, both the president and the first lady are well-liked by,
right.
They are well-liked.
Even still, yeah, it is amazing, and maybe what will be written about President Obama afterwards could bring this stuff to light. But what concerns me more than anything else is you have someone like President Obama who is well liked, as you say, very charming.
And same with his wife. His wife is very well liked as well.
And people are willing, you know, to go over the cliff for them, to a degree. And you go, okay, are we setting ourselves up? Is there someone else post Obama down the road with as much charm, but could be a lot more diabolical? Because I believe, I sincerely believe, that President Obama took us to the edge of our constitutional futures. You know, that everything was on the line here. What could have happened had Hillary Clinton gotten elected and not Donald Trump? What our Supreme Court, what the federal judiciary would look like, and on and on.
Well, that's still... Like four years. That's what we're given. We're given 4 years right now to try and figure things out, move forward. In 4 years, they could just as easily rally their people again. Mm-hmm. If for 4 years all you hear is that she won the popular vote and all that, and things really don't change, I think people will vote again for the Democrats.
Yeah,
I think it's a very tenuous thing.
Well, they're you know, like we've said all along, as you know, Scott, the Republicans have an opportunity here. I just pray they don't screw it up. And there are some things that they need to stay focused on. And I was pleased that Donald Trump was really quick to, you know, pull back on that string, so to speak, with the elected officials when they wanted to, you know, the first day of Congress to talk about ethics instead of dealing with the real issue at hand, and that is jobs and the economy. That's what they need to be focused on. They can take care of ethics and those issues down the road, but right now they need to focus on, you know, certainly number one they're talking about is repealing and replacing. And as you heard me say time and again, and we hope to have Betsy McCoy on. Betsy has been at the forefront of this whole deal and, in fact, written several books on how to beat Obamacare, you know, and she came on early to break it down. So I'm curious to hear you know, her perspective on post-Obamacare. But our conversations many times when, okay, well, we're talking about repealing, but what are we going to replace it with? And you would hope after all these years they'd have had some sort of consensus on a couple of things that they could begin to plant their flag on, more than just saying, okay, we like the idea. We're going to go along with, you know, kids staying on their parents' health care program till 26, crossover, you know, state lines. That's something that
you
have said early on.
Pre-existing.
Which is a big deal.
I think that's important.
That is a huge deal. And that is going to be very costly. So how are they going to be able to manage that, you know, that aspect of the health care system? And I know that Donald Trump is known for the art of the deal. He approaches things rather globally in that context. I mean, in terms of the bigger picture sort of perspective. So he's going to consider all angles, just like the same thing. You know, everybody's all frustrated because, you know, President Nieto of Mexico is not writing a check to the U.S. Congress, you know, for a wall. Well, Donald Trump knows, you know, hey, look, there's different ways to get people to do things and act right. And, you know, and he's going to get Mexico to pay for the wall. They're going to be able to do it because, you know, oh, yeah, that's right. We do business with them, don't we?
Yeah, there's a lot of ways for people to foot a bill.
Right.
There's a lot of ways for people to foot a bill, whether you increase, you know, the amount it costs for them to send goods into here. He can get the money somehow.
Exactly. And, of course, this is confirmation week. Jeff Sessions is being interrogated right off the bat But, you know, I don't think there's any big sweat. I think they feel like the president-elect is going to get his team put together, and all will go well, and we'll move forward.
.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
To think about, but Jackie Evancho, this young wonderkin, and just well, I'll tell you, she's got the voice of an angel, doesn't she? She says, "Hey, I'll be there. I'm happy to support it." Hey, you know, we were just playing, you know, the Geeks On Site deal, and I was just seeing in Drudge that FBI is paying Best Buy Geek Squad to dig around its computers. I mean, what does that tell you? We're going to talk more about that tomorrow with Michael Dougherty, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, as we continue to look into you know, what the government is doing about this cyber warfare, this new, and it's not all that new. It's been around forever, but I think the government has got to really shore up its policy as to what it wants to do about the invasion of our, you know, our cyber airways. So, you know, we'll break that down even more, but I thought it was quite interesting that the Geek Squad is now, you know, being paid by the FBI. Hey, come in and check our computers, see what you can find out. I mean, what does that tell you? We gotta love, this is why you love geeks, you know? Our next guest, we're gonna be taking a look at near-death experiences. We've had many guests in the past talk about it. Kelly Jankowski has written a book called An Army in Heaven. Now, the question is what do people see as death approaches? You know, what will heaven be like? What will hell be like? An Army in Heaven records the deathbed visions of hospice patients, as well as those in critical care, in a critical care setting, who have died and then returned to describe their experience on the other side. Now, you in her book, you'll read about the accounts of heaven and hell, the people's visions, loved ones who have long traversed to the other side, compassionate and compelling. This book retells their experience. Their accounts are moving, edifying, and sometimes disturbing. As cases of terrible abuse, neglect, and even the demonic are also witnessed, written by the nurse assigned to their care. An Army in Heaven is a compilation of their stories, what they saw on the other side, and what they see as the veil thins during the dying process. Now, it's going to change how you view life, and most importantly, how you view death. Kelly Jankowski, An Army in Heaven. Kelly, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Thanks. Good for me. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, boy, I'll tell you your story. You know, to give everybody a little bit of your background, born in Omaha, Nebraska, raised in eastern Iowa. Father was a physician, your mother a homemaker. You end up, you know, in patient care. And starting in 84, you worked as a cardiac ICU nurse and then started hospice work in 2008. What drew you to hospice care?
Well, I was getting a little burned out in critical care. Mm-hmm. When we resuscitated a lady who was over 100 years old, I thought, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Well, as I'm breaking ribs doing CPR, I thought, there's no comfort in this. I don't know if I can do this much longer.
Right.
And I was drawn to my patients who were DNRs, mm-hmm. who we weren't going to do the heroic measures too, and I could keep them comfortable and I could sit down and chat with them because I don't worry about what their blood pressure was doing or anything like that. I could really connect with them and their families and help them through this process of dying. Mm. And it was so much more relaxed, and I felt a real spiritual connection to be able to listen to their life story, help them through this, talk to them about God without being, you know, reprimanded for it, because most people going through the dying process have a real desire to know about God. And, you know, because sometimes it can be a fearful kind of thing. It's kind of the fear of the unknown. But when I got involved in hospice, I stayed in critical care because I wasn't sure. You know, I thought, well, let me make sure this is really for me. And after about 6-8 months, I'm like, I'm good. I can let go of critical care and stay in hospice because I love it.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Well, you know, for you, as you're able to be more of who you were meant to be and come alongside, as you say, you know, experiencing the intensive care unit and, you know, and having that experience, like you say, you're resuscitating a 100-year-old woman and wondering, okay, there's more to this. But you had a deep connection with your fellow humans, and you're saying, hey, there's more to this. And, you know, people are transitioning, and what are hospitals doing in order to help people transition into their next life?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. It was so much more, I mean, I always loved being a nurse. I really loved taking care of people and in a critical care setting, but the connection that you witness and you can obtain by talking to people going through this process was just so incredibly fulfilling. And I felt a real sense of peace that I was where I belonged and I could maybe really help somebody. And even if they didn't want my help, because I've met plenty of people who don't want to talk about God, don't want to hear about Jesus or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I still pray. You know, you can't stop me from praying for you.
Right. Exactly. I can silently pray for you because, though you may not know and though you may not want to know, where you're going, you're obviously going, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So the idea is, where are you going to end up, and are you going to make a last-minute choice? And I know some people, resist the idea that, you know, I don't want to make a foxhole decision. I don't want to make a dying death decision. I'm going to live with my consequences. But, God says, look, it up until the last second, you can still come to me. And, but sometimes, you know, the shame and unworthiness that we carry with us keeps us from, answering and responding to the love of God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so many times I get nervous for them because he's the one that decides whether our heart's going to beat again. And then the next second, and it's, you're willing to not accept something and then paying the eternal price for it. To me, is just, it can be very stressful, even in a hospice situation, because, sometimes I fear for them and they're unwilling sometimes to see that, yes, you can be forgiven. And yes, God really does love you. He loves you more than you can even possibly fathom.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I met Simon, who, in my book, who experienced heaven and the other side, and really explained to me over the few years that I knew him, the immensity that we can't even comprehend how much God loves us.
Right. Exactly.
It really helped, because then I could convey that to my patients going through this, that you have no idea what's waiting for you. You have no idea how much God loves you. And right. So many times it brought people peace when I shared his story. It's half the reason. He was half the reason I wrote the book.
Mm. Well, I want to get into it. We're going to go to a break here in a little bit. I want to give us plenty of time to expand on that on the other side of the break, not the other side of heaven and hell here, because that's what we're talking about. But, the thing is, it's got to be, I think that's interesting for you is that here you are. I mean, you're in a profession where in some cases, people don't, they don't want you talking about God.
Right.
What you would be doing is a violation. How are you able, to talk about God in some of these politically correct environments that say, hey, you can't talk about God? I mean, I saw a picture the other day of a chapel at a VA hospital that had all been neutered. And it's just been covered up. They don't even want to acknowledge God in the chapels at the VA hospitals. And I'm thinking, how sad.
Yeah, very sad.
And how do you go forward? How do you take on the forces of this contemporary culture that says that we don't want to hear about God?
Yeah. Well, you do it prayer by prayer, and you wait until the person's receptive.
So once they say, once they're receptive and they're open to it, you're okay, no harm, no foul. But otherwise, if they complain, you're in trouble, right?
Yeah, it could be. Most of the people that do hospice have you can't do this job without knowing and loving God. Seriously.
Exactly.
Because he's so present in every right. one of your patients.
Kelly Jankowski is with us. We're talking about her story, An Army in Heaven, her book. We've got more from Kelly on the other side of the break. We're going to hear about Simon, too, so stay with us. 18 before the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Jill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's all about you and the things that interest you as we do everything we can to get this country back on track. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. We're talking with Kelly Jankowski, author of the book, An Army in Heaven, talking about near-death experiences. Kelly was a nurse starting in 1984, started working in the cardiac ICU as a nurse, and started hospice work in 2008 and realized in short order this is what God intended her to do, and found her calling right there in as a specialty in hospice and palliative care nursing, and works full time with patients the stories that she chronicles in her book An Army in Heaven will help you, I think, give you added insight and some needed insight, especially if you're wondering, okay, look, at, I'm not going to get out of this place alive. You know, where am I going? You know, what is heaven? What is hell? And interesting stories about people who have been there and been allowed to come back, and the stories that they share with us. I mean, you know, Kelly, the stories they share, I relate some of this, like, you know, like in much the same way as the blind man who met with Jesus, didn't quite understand it. All he knew that he was there was something different that happened to him. I mean, for him, it was obvious. I mean, he was blind. Now he could see. But a huge change in all that that implied. And for these people that you write about who have had near-death experiences, gone to the other side, and even, you know, reported not only about heaven, because we always hear a lot about heaven, but you've got stories here about hell, too.
Yes, absolutely. It's not all, for some people, it's not all goodness, love, and light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is judgment. And, you know, and I think that we're wired to understand that when we, you know, and if you think not, just in the sense of fairness, the fact that things do not seem fair. If they're not fair, you know that there has to be something, someone in the universe that is monitoring the justice meter. And however, if I can say it in those kind of basic of terms, right?
Right.
And,
well,
and
every human being has that inside them. Every human being innately knows the difference between good and bad, right and wrong.
Right. Well, you know, and you listen to little kids, you know, one of the first things outside of mommy and daddy and mine, that's not fair. You know,
exactly.
I remember they always say, that's not fair. You know, so we have that, like you say, we got that wiring to understand there's certain things that are unfair. So the challenge that we have is to find out what is fair. You know, it's kind of like that conversation I reference often, that God had with Caleb. And he said something that rings through the millennia that says, if you do well, will it not go right for you? You know, so it's all about the choices we make. And, you know, and here it is, you know, some of us can go through life and think, you know, who cares about God? I can do as I darn well please. I mean, that's the nature of man. We see that cycle time and time again that occurs. And, we have to learn the hard way that there is such a thing as the law of gravity. And so we fall off the roof and find out when we hit the ground, we violated the law of gravity and it hurts in some cases a lot, right?
Exactly.
And we do that with aspects of our life as well. So anyway, we at the end of the last segment, you mentioned Simon, and I wanted to make sure we had plenty of time to talk about Simon, because you said he's 50% of the reason why you wrote this book.
Yes. He was a patient of mine that had resuscitated in the field. He collapsed at home, was brought by ambulance to our hospital. And when I got him the night he was admitted, he was on a ventilator. And unconscious, unconscious because we basically kind of kept him sedated so that he wouldn't be ripping out tubes and different things like that. But when he woke up the following day, we got him extubated or had the machine removed. Mm-hmm. And when I came in that night and got report, the day shift nurse said all he'll do is cry and he won't tell anybody why. So I figured out how to kind of wedge my way in and, hear about his story, but he had an experience on the other side where he saw glimpses of heaven and met with Jesus. And his account was fascinating because he told me different things. I mean, I had heard different experiences from people who had died and had encountered heaven and Jesus and God and different things. But
are there stories consistent pretty much, by the way? You know, in terms of what they see?
They are to a certain extent, but every one of them is a little bit different. And every one of them seems to be a very individual sort of journey that they go on. But you do hear a lot of the love and the peace and how nothing back here mattered. They were only content on getting to the light and getting to that place of love. That is the consistency, but the different details of it can vary quite a bit sometimes.
Exactly. So you're able to break through to him finally, huh?
Yeah. He was very dear. I actually knew Simon for a few years before he finally passed. So his chapter and that of Alan, I knew those men for a couple of years before they finally passed. So their chapters are very detailed and very in-depth only because it was I basically interviewed them for the whole time I knew them. Simon knew I was writing it down. And then when I met Alan and he was telling me about the bad one, the bad sections of his experience, I asked him, I said, can I write this down? He said, absolutely. So I went and grabbed a legal pad we had at the nurse's station and just started writing it down.
So Simon was heaven, Alan was hell?
Right.
And so what did Alan tell you about hell?
Awful. But the interesting thing about Alan is that he saw his life while he stood in front of Christ. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing that I found with him was that he knew exactly where he was going, and he knew why, and he knew that his judgment was just because everything that he had done and the choices that he had made throughout his whole life is what determined his final resting place. Mm-hmm. He said there's no rebuttal when you're standing before mm-hmm. Jesus because he knows it all.
Yeah.
He knows it all. He sees it in the light of his justice. And you're given that glimpse to know that, yes, this is exactly why. And that you can't sit there and say, well, I was tired that day, or, you know, I had a really bad headache.
Or it was that woman. It was that woman you gave me.
Exactly. But he knew it. He knew exactly. And he accepted it completely. He said, wow. I knew where I was going was exactly where I was supposed to go.
Wow. How could you accept? How could you accept eternal damnation? I don't know. I mean, and you say final. I think that's the final unrest because there's no rest, right?
Like he said, something inside of me, because when he knew that his judgment, he knew where he was going. He said something inside of me. I just had to try one last time. So he threw himself down at his feet and said, please, I'll do whatever you want. Please don't send me there. And Jesus told him, he said, I'll give you your wish, but you're going to see where you would have ended up today. And so he had like a mini tour of hell.
Oh, wow.
Which he only told me to a certain extent his experience. He said the deeper that he went into hell, the worse it got. And he would only tell me stuff up until a certain point. I begged him to tell me more, but he said no. He said it's horrific. I'm burdened with those memories, and I'm not going to burden anybody else with them. And he would only tell me up to a certain point.
And what was that point? You say it was hell. Hell, I mean, it was hatred. It was the opposite of love, unrest in that. But how could he describe what little he felt comfortable in telling you?
Well, he witnessed different tortures that people were undergoing. And a couple of them were not only disturbing to hear, but they were hard for him to tell because they carried so much emotion with them.
Mm-hmm.
But he after he told me of a man that he saw that was like on this slab kind of table that was just being tortured, it was hard for him to get it out. And so I said, well, what happened after that? And he just said, no, I'm not going to tell you that. I can't tell you that.
Just kept on going.
Yeah,
well, that's the thing.
He said the deeper we went, the worse it got. And he said, I can't tell you that. So, and I let it go. I didn't push too much because I saw how much it cost him to tell me what he told me. And I just didn't, I felt like then I was being a little too pushy.
Right.
So I backed off a little bit.
So here it is for Alan. He gets a second chance. Jesus gives him a second chance. He comes back to earth. What happens?
Oh, he's completely changed.
I bet.
Completely changed. Yeah, he describes himself as a self-centered SOB, to say his words.
Yeah.
And his wife, when I met his wife, and we talked a little bit throughout his stay, he was one of our respite patients. He would come in for a 5-day respite stay, once a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I had gotten to know his wife a little bit, and she said that it's absolutely true. Because I asked her different questions about it. She said, this is... The man that you see here is not the man I knew 20 years ago.
Wow.
Since his experience, he is night and day different.
Unbelievable.
And for the better, yeah.
Well, probably on all levels, no doubt about it. And the fact that he even shared what he felt he could with you is most incredible, and it's all documented in your book, An Army in Heaven, Kelly Jankowski. Kelly, how can people get their hands available at all the usual places, I take it, right?
It's on Amazon. It's in... It's on spiritdaily.com, Michael Brown's website. He has it in his bookstore.
Excellent.
Yeah,
well, good.
Pretty sure if you put An Army in Heaven in, you'll find it somewhere.
You track it down, exactly. Kelly Jankowski. Kelly, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it. God bless. This is a wrap for us. We'll see you mañana right here on the SDG Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only
$231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case,